This poem is called Paper, Eggs, and Salt, and it's another of poems I wrote for my granddaughter. And it describes a visit that she and I had. It was the second time I actually babysat for her. The first time was in Virginia Beach, and she was a very, very little girl. And that was for a couple of hours while Val and Abby went out. But this was a longer period of time, and Hazel was a bit larger and could do more things and was going to show me what she could do. And so I created Paper, Eggs, and Salt. After we cut out paper eggs, Hazel said, "Each one needs an animal and a color." I said, "Sometimes when we put colors together, we make new ones." She tilted her head to the side. "Don't be silly, Baba." I felt a jolt of having been told that before. It hadn't felt quite as pleasurable then. Maybe years teach you to embrace silliness. She concentrated because she knew about scissors now. I watched and felt a protective urge each time an angle presented danger. When we made lunch, she told me that her noodles needed salt. Then she said, "Don't tell my mom that I used the salt." "Why?" "She might get mad." "Why?" "Just don't say anything, Baba." I wondered about secrets and the conspiracy of whispers in a stage of infancy. My daughter came home and Hazel said, "Mommy, I use the salt."